الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وبعد. This is the third hadith in Imam al-Nawawi's collection of 40 ahadith, الأربعون النووية. Imam al-Nawawi رحمه الله said, عن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول بني الإسلام على خمس: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله، وإقام الصلاة، وإيتاء الزكاة، وحج البيت، وصوم رمضان. Imam Bukhari and Muslim and others collected this hadith from Abdullah ibn Umar. Also Bukhari and Muslim and other scholars of hadith collected this hadith from other companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Imam al-Nawawi here said, from Abu Abdurrahman, the father of Abdurrahman, Abdullah ibn son of Umar, the son of Umar. And here he said, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, meaning may Allah be pleased with Abdullah ibn Umar and his father Umar. Abdullah ibn Umar said, qala, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama yaqul, I heard the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama say, بني الإسلام على خمس. Islam is built on five. شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله. Testifying that there is no إله except Allah. The testimony that there is no إله worthy of worship except Allah. وإقام الصلاة. And to establish the salah. وإيتاء الزكاة. And to give the zakah. وحج البيت, and to perform حج to البيت. وصوم رمضان, and to fast رمضان. بني الإسلام على خمس. Islam is built on five pillars. These are the practical pillars of Islam. There are five. The first one and the most important part of our religion is to say لا إله إلا الله, to testify that there is no إله except Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This testimony brings one into Islam and keeps one in Islam as long as they keep testifying and believing in this testimony, shahada, that there is no إله except Allah, meaning there is no deity, God, إله worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None. وإقام الصلاة, to establish the salah. Salah is the prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many instances in the Quran said, وأقيم الصلاة, وأقيم الصلاة, وأقيم الصلاة. إقامة الصلاة means to pray on time and properly, according to the sunnah of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Establishing the salah is the most important practical pillar of Islam. Testifying that there is no ilah except Allah is a statement, and it has to come from faith in the heart. The actions of Islam that are the pillars of Islam, إقامة الصلاة, establishing the salah on time and perfectly. وإيتاء الزكاة, and to give the zakah. Zakah is the due charity in one's wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the zakah in the Quran, his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is paid once a year, and the rulings of zakah can be found in the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, establish the salah and pay the zakah. وَحَجِّ الْبَيْتِ, and to perform Hajj, pilgrimage to Al-Bayt, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kaaba in Mecca. This is required once in a lifetime for those who can afford the trip to go to Mecca, to come back to their area, the trip. It is required once in a lifetime. وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانَ and to fast during the lunar month of Ramadan, during the days. We are in the month of Ramadan. And this is a hadith that lists the pillars of Islam, the five pillars of Islam. And they are testifying that there is no ilah except Allah, establishing the salah, giving the zakah, performing hajj, and to fast during the month of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us knowledge in the religion and make us among the righteous. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
If you are benefiting from our videos, then please like, share, and subscribe so that it reaches others. Jazakallah khairan.